Unit 2. I can do it.
5. Listening.
A. Look at the pictures and listen to the short conversations. Choose the best answer to each question.
1. Do you know the man driving the taxi?
He's Linda's father, Mike.
Question. What is Mike?
2. Could you give me your name?
Sure. I'm Bob.
Which class are you in?
I'm in class 3.
Question. Which class is Bob in? Three. Ben, what's your father's job?
Oh, he runs a big company. Question. What is Ben's father?
Four. What would you like to be in the future, Ted?
Well, I want to find a job in a restaurant.
Question. What do you think Ted will become in the future?
Five.
Excuse me, could you please tell me your age?
I'm 16 years old.
Question. How old is the boy?
B. Listen to the dialogues and tick the correct answers.
1. What's your name?
My name's Susan Black.
Phone number?
751-9332.
What's your address?
I live at number 14 Zhongshan Road. Two. Can you repair the computer?
I'm afraid not.
What are you good at?
My English is not bad. I can write in English. 9. Read the following self-introduction and fill in the application form with the correct information.
I'm Susan Black. I'm 22 years old. I just graduated from Zhejiang Normal University, and I'd like to find a job. I've always been interested in teaching children, so I'd like to be a teacher. I can speak English and French. And I'm good at communicating. My address is number 23 Dongfang Road. My phone number is 020-743-59879. My email address is susanb@yahoo.com.cn.
Read the passage and then choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Do you know how to find a good job? Come here and follow my advice. First, you should create and post your resume. In the resume, you should introduce yourself, including your name, phone number, address, email, etc. Never forget to write down your abilities and experiences. It's very important when applying for jobs that you emphasize your unique strengths.